The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today on this Wednesday morning. Hard sayings of the gentle master. For your scripture today, I would like to point to Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 14. On your own, you might read this, Matthew chapter 15, 1 through 14, for another hard saying of the gentle master. Jesus was sharply criticized by the old scribes and Pharisees from Jerusalem because his disciples didn't ceremonially wash their hands before eating. This wasn't part of the law of Moses, and it was simply a manufactured tradition of the scribes and Pharisees. Listen to the question. He says, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." Well, Jesus silenced their question with a question of his own. It was very pointed. "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" He gives a vivid illustration of their doing this. And then he says, "Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition." Jesus doesn't hesitate to call them hypocrites, and he continues by saying, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Well, as we read this account here in Matthew chapter 15, we find that his disciples were displeased that Jesus had spoken in such a way to the religious leaders of their day, the scribes and Pharisees. They were men who were looked up to. And the disciples said to Jesus, it says, Knowest thou not that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Yes, this was a hard saying of Jesus as he locked horns with the religious leaders of his day who were heavily mired up in human tradition that set aside the Word of God. All of these things were hard sayings to the scribes and Pharisees. They were hypocrites. They criticized people for not following their man-made traditions while at the same time replacing what God had said by their tradition. Jesus had little patience with them back then, and I think he has little patience with people today who elevate human man-made doctrines and traditions and denominationalism, people who do the same thing and actually set aside the Word of God. Oh, the Word of God is important, and human tradition always has a tendency to set aside the Word of God. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, in view of hard times and falling away in store for the church, he told him in 2 Timothy 4:1, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." Yes, the time would come when men would not endure sound doctrine. They would have itching ears and heap to themselves teachers who would please them in what they wanted to hear. And today, we have all the accumulated traditions and doctrines of men, so much to be seen in the denominational world, that divide one group from another group and set aside the Word of God. The Word of God unites, but the traditions of men certainly cause division and set aside the Word of God. The disciple says, "Don't you know you offended the scribes and Pharisees when you talked about their tradition?" Yes, this was another hard saying of the gentle master. Let's take what the Lord said to heart. And thank you for listening today.